Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
The Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tensions are high again in Los Angeles. Hundreds, possibly thousands, are protesting ICE raids and arrests. Up against them, hundreds of National Guardsmen on the ground after President Trump's deployment order. KNX's Pete Demetrio was in the driveway of that ICE facility where a caravan of new arrestees were brought in a few hours ago.
The crowd now is somewhere between 250 and 300 that are directly in front of the main driveway where the convoy had gone on in. You have a line of California National Guard and DHS police there, and a lot of invective being thrown back and forth from the protesters toward the Cal Guard and the police officers.
The Trump administration is blaming Democrats for heightened tensions amid immigration protests.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said inaction from Governor Newsom forced the president's hand to invoke a provision in the U.S. Armed Services Code to justify deploying National Guard troops there without the governor's permission. Newsom hitting back says the president is trying to manufacture a crisis. Other critics in Washington are concerned about Trump's growing use of unilateral emergency powers. Torian Small, CBS News, The White House.
The Jewish community is attempting to push forward while reflecting on last weekend's firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. CBS Denver's Michael Abeda with more on the Boulder Jewish Festival.
The mood here is one of somberness, but also one of joy. People I've talked to today say they do not want what happened last week or what's happened in the last couple of years with the rise of anti-Semitism to dampen the spirits or to ruin the day here, because they say they cannot let hate win.
Summer is the busiest time for the country's national parks, but visitors may notice some changes because of cutbacks.
Elon Musk may be gone, but his Doge cuts could jeopardize operations, maintenance, and protection for 430 parks. Kristen Brangle is with the National Parks Conservation Association. She says staff reductions have come to this.
What I heard from the Yosemite people is that they ended up putting together a schedule and telling every sector of the park that everyone had to take time to clean a bathroom. Like, scientists have been going and cleaning the bathroom.
She says she's hearing this from some staff members.
They might leave midway through the summer.
The cutbacks come after the Park Service hit a record high for visits last year. Peter King, CBS News.
Now to Tennessee. No one was killed, but several people were injured when a skydiving plane carrying 20 passengers and crew crashed south of Nashville today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, and we kick off this hour with two in a row from Super Tanker. They're at the High Noon Saloon patio on 612. We're going to do it right now on Max Inc. Radio.
She's on the front. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Super Tanker on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island has your access to products and information to improve the quality of your life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and rose petal bath bombs, Rocker.
Rose petal bath bombs, Rob. Say that like three times fast, right?
Shop at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit their website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Now, we heard two in a row from Super Tanker.
Super Tanker.
Love them.
They are going to be Thursday, June 12th at the High Noon Saloon for the Summer Patio Series.
Oh, I love when the patios are open.
That show happens at 5:30 p.m., so it's super fun to hang out on the patio. Boy, if it's good weather out there, that is the perfect place to see a band. And they're just a great rock band from Madison. By the way, the guitar player is a writer for the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media. I don't know if you knew that one.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a small world, Rob.
It is, right? It's a small Civic Media radio world.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. We're going to do some Linda and the Zeros. We also have Amelia Ford coming up and Seesaw this hour. And also, we're going to have a really great band lined live in the lair, the Red Door Duo.
That's right. From Mineral Point, they came in here. It features international fingerstyle guitar champion Helen Avakian and Dave Irwin. He's an acclaimed jazz, bluegrass, and Brazilian guitarist and vocalist. So we're going to hear that. That's in the 8 p.m. hour. And coming up here just past the half hour at 7 p.m. hour, Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg. We're going to hear all about Make Music Madison. Of course, that's June 21st all over Madison. But there's other cities in Wisconsin and, of course, more than 2,000 cities around the world that hold this festival.
So where are you going to be at? What corner?
Paris? No. I'm going to be here. I'll actually be... That's where it originated. But I'll actually be here in the studio. We'll have a concert going on here live in the lair because that's a Saturday night.
Oh.
So there will be music all over the city and right here in this studio.
Okay. Well, let's. We look forward to that. Should we go ahead and play some Linda and the Zeros?
Yeah, let's hear it. Linda and the Zeros. They rock. I love them. MaxSync Radio, we are local music.
Spent your winter, all curtains in sinister woods. every echo. She should have, she could have. You spent your summers all in pots underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 112 breezes, a world of bourgeoisie. Your wish list, don't wait till you wear. She did this, she did that, she went there. Whether your thunder's 9 days times 109, but that's almost 3 years. So love your hate, they can love your mate, they can hang and wait.
Seesaw now on Max and Gridio. Catch them next in Green Bay, 27th Badger State Brewing Company with Brett Newski.
Nothing. Now or never,
questions as to gauge your love, and I am scared of just being a pain in your ass. Oh, sometimes it's just me testing your will to be with me.
Seesaw on Max Inc. Radio. Iftikhar is going to take us to break. We have all sorts of fun stuff coming up for you. And live in the lair tonight, they're setting everything up right now. There's guitars. It's a Red Door Duo from Mineral Point. It's going to be great to see them do live stuff. Make sure you tune in wherever you're listening to local music. Maybe you're doing it on the Civic Media Radio app. You can do it that way. Or maybe you're on 92.7 and listening to WMDX. Either way, it's a great way to do it. Iftikhar now. It's Soft Glow. It's local music across the great state of Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. You can help me. And open, you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Come get some, a soft glow.
inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow electric sex. I say, come get some. Soft glow. I say, come get some. Soft glow electric sex. I say, come get some. Soft glow.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
herbal aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
Helen Feast.
Right.
That's Helen Feast on vocals.
I love when they were live in the Lair. They just did an amazing job.
Remember the EDI? That was the electronic digital instrument interface that the guy was playing for trumpet?
Yeah.
It came from the 70s. Remember that thing?
Yeah. It was in a time machine.
That was unbelievable.
No, and there's not a lot of them around, right? He was saying how he has to make parts for it to fix it, right?
That way, for the people that don't know what we're talking about, the trumpet player was playing an electronic trumpet that was from the 70s, like a pre-MIDI device that was old as dirt. I couldn't believe he was playing. It sounded awesome.
It was.
Wasn't it amazing to watch?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the sounds, too, on the recordings, too, right? And they're doing things that make Music Madison. They're going to be on Lakeland. And you know what, Rocker? Wouldn't it be great right now if we talked to somebody about that?
We could, Rob. You know, we could. Make Music Madison, it's a part of a worldwide Make Music Day, a festival that celebrates live music every year in cities across the globe on the first day of summer. That's June 21st, in case you don't know. Madison, Wisconsin happens to be among the top cities across the globe, boasting nearly 700 live music venues that pop around on every corner of the city every year. And here to tell us about Make Music Madison and how you can become involved is director Mary Rose Ekberg. Mary Rose, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Always happy to be here.
Wow. So like where have you traveled to? Every time I talk to you around this
somewhere.
Time of year, you've been somewhere. Last year, it was like Vietnam. One before
it's
that.
Egypt.
That's right. Egypt. I remember seeing the pictures. Where were you this year?
Germany. Got back from Germany.
Wow. Nice. Was that a beer drinking tour?
No, actually, I did have a beard, an honorary beer while I was there. But no, I was actually there visiting my boyfriend's family. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That must have been so fun. Mm-hmm. Mary Rose, tell us a little history. The Worldwide Festival started in France in 1982, right?
Yeah, in 1982, it was started by the Minister of Culture there to really invite musicians out to celebrate with the community, celebrate the summer solstice. And then it grew from there. And the first U.S. chapter was in 2007 in New York. And then we were the sixth chapter in the U.S. We started in 2013.
That's right.
And now there's over 2,000 chapters worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's incredible.
There's more than 200 in the United States alone. So
how about Wisconsin?
Really big. I think we have 28 chapters this year, I'm pretty sure. So we're we have the most chapters of any state, of any U.S. state. We're doing great. And then I think in Dane County, I want to say there are 8 chapters this year. So just in Dane County alone.
Wow. How can people that are across our listening network in Wisconsin find out if there's Make Music in their city?
Yeah. So the easiest thing to do is go to makemusicday.org/Wisconsin, and you'll be able to find the full listing of, and if you're curious in other, if you're, you know, from a different state, if you go to makemusicday.org, you can find listings they have for every different state to see which city near you is participating.
I'm going to go look up some Wisconsin, see where else in Wisconsin these are. And we'll talk about that maybe next week. Now that started during Paul Soglin's term here.
It did in
Madison.
Yeah. He was a huge supporter and really interested in making it happen. And so the city has been a consistent supporter. The Madison Arts Commission still sponsors the our organization and is a, you know, really helps make things happen. And they also help us get our permits. Like, so they work really closely with us to make sure that we get all of the venues that we want and that they hold all the parks and all the downtown spaces and everything for us. So,
well, tell us about Make Music Madison. I mean, it's completely different from a typical music festival. Make Music Madison is open to anyone who wants to take part.
Yeah, so it's very unique. You know, it's like a distributed music festival that's about anybody and everybody getting out and playing music. Mm-hmm. So it's really about celebrating like what music means to us as a culture, what it means to our lives, and sort of breaking down those boundaries where people feel like, well, I'm a musician, or I'll never be able to be a musician, or, you know, people who are terrified to pick up an instrument. There's a lot of opportunities to just get out there and just risk it, try it, see how it goes, have fun, try new music, try a new instrument, try, you know, form a band just for the day of, just play around, you know? Yeah, some people have.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, basically, the basic idea is that the festival kind of sponsors or gets the permits for anybody pretty much in Madison to have a stage or a performance almost anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So we take care of all the logistical stuff. So like, for instance, this year, there's somebody who approached me and said, hey, I've been hosting every year. it's getting bigger. I'd like to shut down the block for my street. And I was like, yeah, we'll take care of it. So wow. he's shutting down the 2200 block of Center Avenue to host there. So
man,
I mean,
we'll
figure that out. Like if you're interested in hosting wherever you're at, like we will help navigate. We'll also do marketing. We produce like all, actually today was our venue material pickup day. So venues came to my house and they came and picked up banners and posters and tip buckets and yard signs. So you'll start seeing those all over the city.
How many venues are this year? Do you have a count?
Yeah, I have 145 venues this year. So it's very solid and it's all over. And we have a lot of new venues this
really?
Year. So I think because it's on a Saturday, it's a little mixed. You know, some people who often host aren't hosting because it's a weekend. And so, and these are businesses that operate during the week. So when we're operating, you know, when it falls on a weekday, they're there. And this year they're like, oh, we're not going to staff it. Or I want to go out in the community. And then yeah. we have all these new people that are like, oh, it's a Saturday. I've never been able to do it before, but now I can because I'm not going to be at work. So it's like, we're getting a lot of new venues. It's
yeah,
fun.
It hasn't been on a Saturday. Probably in a good like 7 years or so. Huh?
Yeah, and then because of leap year, and then the last time it fell on a weekend at all, I think was a really bad rain day.
Oh,
and I think
I think I remember that one.
Yeah. So I really, really hope that we get good weather.
Well, it's June 21st in Wisconsin. We've got a chance.
Mm-hmm, I hope so.
How do musicians sign up for gigs that are like still available out there, mm-hmm. right? Because is venue closed?
Yeah. So we have, I think we ended up with like 450 registered musicians so uh-huh. far. If somebody really desperately wants to get in the door, there's a couple things they can do. If you're a musician, you could email me and I can open up registration for you. We close it because we don't want venues coming on board at this point because we need to get their permits. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to have a bunch of open mics and open jams going on that day.
Really?
So we're working on putting together a list of all those opportunities because like I was talking to somebody who came to pick up materials today and he was saying that he's going to have instruments at his place and people can just show up and jam. The only rule he's going to have is that they won't play the same song twice in a day. So
wow.
So we'll have all that opportunity, like all those listed on our website. So if you are not sure and on the day of you say, hey, I have some free time, there'll be places for you to show up to.
Now, do musicians get paid? Or you said something about tip jars.
Yeah. So it varies. So some venues pay their musicians. Some don't. Everybody we encourage to, you know, put out a tip jar, put out your Venmo info, however you want to get paid. And we do a lot of promotion to the public, encouraging them to support musicians on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to help build a busking culture in Madison and get people to know, like, when there's a tip jar out, like, you should be tipping.
Yes.
And even if there isn't one, like, you should go up afterwards and you say, hey, I love your stuff. Do you have an album that I can buy? How can I support you? What's your Venmo? You know, ask questions and figure out how you can support music in our community.
And how do we find out who is playing here in Madison? Who's playing where?
Yeah. So makemusicmadison.org. We have a map that you can play around on, and you can also search by venue, by artist.
The map is cool.
Yeah, the map is fun.
It makes it easy.
It's very fun to play with. It's definitely easier on a desktop. I'll throw that out there. but yeah, that's the easiest way. And if you get overwhelmed because there's going to be over 600 shows and you really have no idea where to start, I highly recommend that you reach out to us, info@makemusicmadison.org, and I can help you find what you're looking for. But there's every genre in every neighborhood, like all over the city. You're going to find something that you're interested in.
So for people like thinking about next year now, because some of this is closed, you can have your own venue. It could be on your porch. It could be on a street corner. It could be anywhere. You can register for it and you'll help them get a permit.
Yep. We'll figure it out.
And if you're a musician, you can go to the website and there's a gig matcher.
So it's like a matchmaking tool. Yeah. So venues register and musicians register, and then they can find each other. They can search based off of their needs. Like if you have to have electricity to perform, you can find venues that offer that. And then you can communicate right in there and touch base and connect with one another, make sure you're a good match. And then once you both confirm, it comes to us and we make sure that everybody is on the same page. Cause sometimes we'll see somebody that says like, oh yeah, 6:30 sounds great. And then the musician will be like, yep, we'll be there at 5:00. And you're like, wait a minute. So we make sure that everyone's, you know, got the right information, and then we sign off, and the second we hit submit, within like 2 minutes it's on the website.
This is just a huge endeavor.
Yeah.
And it happens every year, June 21st, Make Music Madison. It's just a great live music festival. Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison Festival, thanks for taking the time to come down and speak to us tonight about Make Music Madison. Find out more information, makemusicmadison.org.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Rocker.
All right. Rob, do we have somebody queued up that might be playing?
You know, I have Louie and the Flash Bombs, but I don't think they're doing that.
Oh, they're a Milwaukee band.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. But they're on stage right now. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
yeah.
Do
they're
it.
Over at the Terrace right now. You can go see them live or in Manitowoc at the Metro Jam.
Louie Lucchese, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life, and made sure that we knew it, pitching, flip, and tearing, something else tomorrow. Something else tomorrow. Brain doesn't do you justice. So much style and substance. Unapologetic, never before and never since. You were glittering posh, electric, charismatic, bitchy, flip and smallish frame, no price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you led a thousand steps ahead, no price too large for art, no price too large for fame, no price too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame.
No, it's a nice word, a nice word.
7,000 Apart on Mags Inc. Radio. They're doing live stuff up in Appleton tomorrow. Let's see. It is at 4 p.m. at Rookie Sports Bar and Grill. Also, you can see them in Fort Atkinson. They're going to be on the, that's going to be on the 11th. On the 12th, they're going to be in Green Bay. You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio. We're going to play the Claudettes, go to break. Then we're going to come back with the Red Door Duo live in the lair right here on Mags Inc. Radio.
Touch your back. Touch your back.
Never ever read the news. Dog food and got new. This is what people would do. They'll blame it for identity. Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul. Kick in the TV, bitch, please sell me something that I actually need. Your greed wanna be worth something, but I got nothing. Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul.
up out from behind. These little screens that rule our lives. I'm sick of highlights. 'Cause we're an empty shell. And we're on earth, but we're in hell. Can anybody hear me? Is this a permanent bad dream? Or is it too much reality? Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul.
Brett Newsky on Max Inc. Radio. Catch him next in Oshkosh on the 12th. You're listening to local.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Los Angeles.
The fascist Trump regime!
The fascist Trump regime!
At least one confrontation broke out in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown L.A. as a group of demonstrators shouted insults at members of the National Guard brought in by President Trump, who lined shoulder to shoulder behind plastic riot shields. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen is on the scene.
But it sounds like explosions going off. I'm too far away to tell you exactly what they could be, but they definitely do jolt you. There's a lot of honking. There's just so many people. I can't even put it into words how many people we're seeing, and they're coming from all over.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has just posted on X that he's asked the Trump administration to rescind what he calls its unlawful deployment of troops and return them to his command. Newsom writes, "We did not have a problem until Trump got..."